Hello and welcome to another edition of Spotlight with me, Peter Smith. This week coming to you from southwest Moravia, from the beautiful Renaissance and Baroque town of Telč. According to a local legend, Telč dates from the year 1099, when the Moravian Duke Otto II won victory in battle over the Czech Duke Bretislav. A chapel was founded to commemorate the victory, and later a community spawned in what is today's old town. The town was conquered in 1423 by the Hussite army, and it was around that time that the wall fortifications were built. Jaro Samek is a native of Telč, and together with his close friend Jan Rod, they take great pride in the town where they have lived most of their lives.
There are two entrances into the center.
Right.
Two gates.
So this is part of the wall.
No other possibility to go by car into the center.
This is the main square now.
This is the main square, yes. Zachariáš z Hradce, this is the noble who came from Jindřichův Hradec and who actually founded the Renaissance castle he built and later on the house.
So it's a very long square, all the buildings different
castle shapes. What's you know that the houses are 400 years old. They were preserved. No modern architecture intruded into this center.
In the neighborhood of this town, there are some districts of villages where the Protestants lived. And they came in Telč Jesuits who started anti-reformation campaign. And they built this church and so on.
There are some signs, you know. For example, in this house was a butcher.
Right.
You can see the axes.
Each of the signs means a particular...
Means a particular trade, yes.
Yeah. But it's not a butcher's now, it's a tabak or something.
During the reign of Charles IV, the town got the privilege to execute people, you know. So they had the right to cut off the heads.
But they were given a right to cut off people's heads? I don't...
This is a high privilege, actually. The citizens got also the privilege to brew beer in the houses. In many houses here, you will see where beer was produced.
These were special licenses granted
by
the king.
Yes, by the king to sell salt.
Why was it so favored by the king, Telč?
Nobleman who belongs to this town, and he was in favor of the king.
Yes, maybe he was in favor of the king.
King's pal.
But it wasn't until Zachariáš of Hradec inherited the town in the 16th century that the elegant Renaissance-style architecture of Telč began to evolve.
Zachariáš visited Italy, mm-hmm. and he was enchanted by this architecture there. He came back and invited the sculptors and artists, builders to our town, and then started with the chateau, and later on the rich citizens started to rebuild their houses in this style. Right. You know? This is the origin of
the town. He set a trend. He brought Renaissance to the
town. Yes, yes.
Now, this is a beautiful garden inside a courtyard here in the castle with these four, like, cone-shaped bushes as well. Yes, I can see why many film crews come here to use this.
Because when they make some film, fairy tale, or, you know, or from medieval times, historical film, so it's a beautiful background.
For the pond with goldfish, of course. I should explain, we're standing in front of it looks like a lake to me. This was put here as part of the original defences, the water.
Yes, yes.
Artificial ponds.
Yes, no lakes, they are artificial ponds, you know.
You said as well that for elderly people it is a very good place to live.
Because the environment here is unspoiled nature, you know, and there is very little industry. And the industry which is here is not contaminating the air and the waters, you know. It's a relatively clean industry. It's a quiet place.
Well, one thing I have noticed is many people on bicycles.
Yes, now in the summer period, yes, but otherwise, you know, the people prefer the cars, of course. Sometimes too many cars on the streets.
The town and the whole of the region around Tauch suffered from the ravages of the 30-year war. In 1645, it was even occupied and plundered by the Swedish army. All the more reason, then, for having one of the tallest watchtowers in the Czech Republic.
All right, so we're heading up the stone spiral staircase now, up to the tower. Uh-huh, someone coming down. Nobody down. Very narrow. Nobody down. Oof. Oh, okay. That's about halfway, I think. Made it. Do these bells work?
Called Jacob, and this is Mary.
The bell called Jacob, the bell called Marie. Mm-hmm. Jacob 1603, and Marie 1550.
It was interesting, they were not confiscated during the First World War and also the Second World War, because technically it was very difficult to bring them down.
So the reason they did not take them is because they couldn't take them.
They couldn't.
Now we're just saying we can see the countryside all around
you
us
see
here.
The countryside, yes.
It's beautiful. It seems that all the roofs here, all the red roofs, they're all new. Yes?
Yeah, they are new.
It must have cost a lot of money. For towns such as Tauch, how do they raise the money? It must be a very big problem.
They earn some money just by selling the tickets for the visitors. And otherwise, the Ministry of Culture has some funds for preserving those historical monuments. Yeah. During the communist regime, many monuments were neglected. For example, churches were not supported. In these forests here are ponds where is very clean, beautiful water. You can swim there and drink the water. You know, I went through many, many countries and swimming in the Atlantic and in the Pacific Ocean, but I prefer to swim in these ponds here. When I was young, a family lived on this tower in one small kitchen and in a very small living room. He was actually fire watcher, is that right? Fire warden. The family had two small children, and the whole family was supplied by fuel, food and water using this winch.
Really?
Unbelievable.
The historical centre of Tauch was added by UNESCO to the World Heritage List in 1992, and today attracts tourists from all across the world. However, according to Jaro, some of Tauch's houses are more significant than others.
The second from the right in this front, the house, is historical most important.
Why is that?
Because I was born in this house. Now it's the house of my sister. But I was born there, I spent my childhood, my youth there, you know. So I am a little bit spoiled in this respect, because I am not happy in every place I have to live.
So every morning you woke up to this beautiful view?
Yes. So I sucked this beauty, you know, and I am a little bit aesthetically very demanding. This concerns also the ladies.